Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program, How a Muslim Should Be. Inshallah, Alhamdulillah, previous episodes we've been discussing about, again, which attributes should exist in a Muslim and which things a Muslim should stay away from. And inshallah, today I've got such a beautiful topic to talk about such a thing which unfortunately we don't do anymore. It's very less in our life, but if we do this, this will take us closer to Allah. This will inshallah elevate our rank in the court of Allah. What is this thing? Before I mention it, before we start speaking about this topic, a beautiful narration about the blessings of sending Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, today we make this dua that Ya Allah azza wa jal, save us from the fire of Jahannam, save us from the fire of hell. We hear about the fire of hell and we think to ourselves that may Allah azza wa jal save us, and may Allah azza wa jal actually save us from the fire of Jahannam, because it's mentioned that that fire is 70 times more severe than even this world's fire. And it comes in narrations that if someone was to be taken out from the fire of Jahannam and put into this world's fire, that person would go to sleep. Now think to yourself, you know, today we see people who have been burnt in their life, and you know, their skin is burnt and they've got marks for the rest of their life on their body, which is visible. Think to yourself, let me mention this to you again. If someone was supposed to be taken out from the fire of Jahannam and put into this world's fire, that person would go to sleep in this world's fire. That's how severe the fire of Jahannam is. But let me mention to you a beautiful narration about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of how we can save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam. And you know, it's a simple action. It's a very simple action. That our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that whoever recites Durood e Pak upon me, salutations upon me, 100 times upon me, then Allah azza wa jal will write between both of his eyes that this person is free from the fire of hell, and Allah azza wa jal will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. So you recite Durood e Pak only 100 times upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will be saved from the fire of Jahannam by the mercy of Allah, and also Allah azza wa jal, he will keep you with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Think to yourself, the rank of a martyr, the status of a martyr is that before he dies, before his soul leaves his body, the individual sees his palace in paradise. Alhamdulillah. Think to yourself that if you recite only Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then inshallah Allah azza wa jal will write between your eyes that this person is saved from the fire of hell, and Allah will keep you with the martyrs on the day of judgment. 100 times Durood e Pak, how long will it take you? Probably 10 minutes maximum. Maximum 10 minutes it will take you. Look at the reward. Look at the blessing. You know, today we spend time at work. You spend 7 hours at work, 8 hours at work, 9 hours at work, 10 hours at work, 11 hours at work, 12 hours at work, and some people even longer than this. And this does not include the traveling there, coming back, your lunch time. This is how much time we are working at our workplace. So think to yourself, why do we work? So we can get money, so we can get the benefits of this world, so we can feed our children, we can run our household. Why do we work? Because of the benefits that we get. So think to yourself, you spend 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, maybe even longer hours at your workplace to get some money. But if you recite Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam only 100 times, then inshallah you will be saved from the fire of hell, and inshallah azza wa jal, you will be kept with the martyrs on that difficult day of judgment, inshallah. So make an intention, inshallah, that every day at least 100 times Durood-e Pak we can recite on a daily basis, inshallah. Think about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Send peace and blessings upon him. Inshallah, Azawajal, you will see blessings in this world. You will see your problems, your difficulties, your calamities, your issues. They will go away, inshallah. And you will find peace by sending Durood-e Pak upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with passion. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, the Bani Israel was the nation of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And you know, a time came when a famine hit his nation. There was no food for a number of years. And for a number of years, there was no rain. Think to yourself how the people, they lived their life at that time. No food at all. No rain at that time for a few years. Imagine how difficult the people were living their lives. Imagine how much difficulties they were going through just to live their life. So the people, after a number of years, without any food, without getting any proper food, without any rain falling, it's mentioned that the people, they came to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And they said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa alayhi salam, please make dua in the court of Allah. That Allah Azawajal, He showers His mercy upon us, He showers rain upon us, so then we can get food, inshallah, we can feed our family, we can feed ourselves, inshallah. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he then gathered the people of that time in a huge ground. And there, it was estimated that there were about 70,000 people that had gathered in that huge ground. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and the people, they were pleading in the court of Allah. They were saying, Ya Allah, bless us with food, bless us with rain. And after some time, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he asked in the court of Allah. He said, Ya Allah Azawajal, the people, me, your prophet, and the people that have been making dua in your court, we have been crying, we have been pleading in your court. Still there is no rain, still our dua is not being accepted. Allah Azawajal replied, Oh Musa, amongst you there is one individual. This individual has been disobeying me for the last 40 years continuously. Allahu Akbar, think to yourself. This individual had disobeyed Allah for the last 40 years. So Allah Azawajal said, Oh Musa alayhi salam, make an announcement that person who has been disobeying Allah for the last 40 years, he should leave this gathering. So mercy, the rain can be showered upon the people. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he thought to himself that there is approximately 70,000 people in this ground. There are 70,000 people present. How, if I make an announcement, how is my voice going to reach the people? Actually, you know, we've got mics, we've got the sound systems that easily we can portray our voice to thousands of people at a time. But that time there was no mic, there was no system like this that can portray the voice to such a huge crowd. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah, Ya Allah, there's 70,000 people in this ground, there's 70,000 people doing dua in your court, how is my voice, how is this announcement going to reach all these people? Allah Azawajal, he replied, Oh Musa, your job is to make the announcement and to portray your voice, your message to the people. This is our job. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he then made the announcement, Oh, that person who has been disobeying Allah for the last 40 years, leave this gathering as it's because of you that it is not raining. Allahu Akbar. Let me repeat this to you again. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he made the announcement, Oh, that individual who has been disobeying Allah for the last 40 years, leave this gathering immediately because of you, it has not been raining for the last few years. Now there's one individual in the crowd. He was the person that was disobeying Allah for the last 40 years. He knew it was him. He was thinking to himself, it's me. I've been disobeying Allah for the last 40 years. Then he looked right. He looked left. He looked forward. He looked back. He's seeing that no one is leaving this gathering. No one at all is leaving this huge crowd. He thought to himself, it's me. I've been disobeying Allah for the last 40 years. It's because of me there's no rain. It's because of me there's no food for the people. It's because of me that all these people have been going through so much difficulties. Then a thought crossed his mind that now if I leave this gathering, the people, they will know it's me. The people will know that it's me that has been disobeying Allah for the last 40 years. The people, they will know that it's because of me. It hasn't been raining. Allahu Akbar. Then, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, this individual then, he put his chadar on his face. He put his shawl on his face. And he pleaded in the court of Allah. He said, Ya Allah Azawajal, till today, I have been disobeying you. O Allah Azawajal, I repent in your court. O Allah, I have been disobeying you and you have given me chances after chances after chances. I repent, please save me from being disgraced in front of all those people, all these people. O Allah, please forgive me. Please forgive me. So from the bottom of his heart, with his face covered, he was crying in the court of Allah that, Ya Allah, it's because of me it's not raining. It's because of me these people are going through difficulties. Ya Allah, you gave me chance after chance after chance. Please today forgive me. And he was pleading in the court of Allah. Now my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, before I continue, this individual, he did no sajda. He never read no namaz at that time. He never fasted. He never went to the masjid. He just repented in his heart. And it's mentioned that as soon as he repented in his heart, it started to rain heavily. Alhamdulillah, it started to rain heavily. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he said to Allah, that, Ya Allah azawajal, you said to me that that individual has been disobeying you for the last 40 years. He should leave this gathering. But Ya Allah, no individual, no person has left this gathering. But alhamdulillah, it started to rain now. What's the reason for this? Allah azawajal, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah Azawajal, he replied and he said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, that, O Musa, because of that individual, because of him it was not raining. Now because of him it has started to rain. Because of him it is now started to rain. Why? Because that individual has repented in my court. That individual has become my friend. That individual has asked me for forgiveness. Now because he's asked me for forgiveness, because he disobeyed me for the last 40 years and now he's asked me for forgiveness, this is why it started to rain. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah Azawajal, that, Ya Allah Azawajal, show me that person. I want to meet that person who repented in your court. Because of him it was now raining. Now because of that same individual it's now raining, because he's repented in your court. Allah Azawajal replied, that, O Musa, whilst he was disobeying me, I never exposed him at that time. I never disgraced him at that time. Now that he has become my friend, now that he has repented in my court, why should I disgrace him in front of everyone now? Subhanallah. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, what a great story, what a great parable that we have heard from the Bani Israel from the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. That Allah Azawajal, he is the most merciful. No doubt Allah is the most merciful. Allah Azawajal, he loves to forgive. He loves to forgive us. But unfortunately today, our situation is that we disobey him. On a daily basis, we disobey him. Which day goes past that we don't disobey Allah? But still, Allah Azawajal, he gives us chances after chances after chances. Even though we disobey him, we don't repent in his court. We don't ask forgiveness in his court. Today, you know, for example, in our businesses, in our workplaces, we work for someone. Now, we do something wrong. Now, to avoid us losing our job, we ask for forgiveness, please. I won't do this again. I won't make that mistake again. I won't make that mistake again. Please forgive me. Allow this to go. I won't ever do this again. If we ever do something wrong to our parents, then we ask our parents for forgiveness. My dear respected Islamic brothers, today, a teacher punishes the student. The student says, please don't give me detention. Please don't exclude me. I'll be good from now on. Meaning from the people, from our family members, from our bosses especially, from our best friends as well, we ask forgiveness. We ask them to forgive us. But when's the last time that we asked Allah to forgive us? When's the last time that we repented in the court of Allah? My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, you know, today in this world, you do one mistake once, even if you are forgiven, if you do that mistake the second time, then that person will not forgive you. He will fire you if you're working for him. But Allah is so merciful. We make mistakes on a daily basis, time after time after time. We commit so much sins. We don't read our namaz. We see haram. We hear haram. We touch haram. We walk towards haram. We think about haram. We do so much haram. We disobey Allah. But Allah is so merciful that he says to us, that ask me for forgiveness and I will forgive you. Subhanallah. This is the court of Allah. Allah Azawajal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, and Allah is not going to punish them whilst they seek for forgiveness. Allah Azawajal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, say you, O beloved, all my slaves, all Muslims are truly the slaves of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Those that have committed excess against their own souls by committing sins, do not lose hope in the Allah's mercy. Do not lose hope in Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Allahu Akbar. What do we learn from this? Allah is the most forgiving. Allah will forgive us, inshallah, by the mercy of Allah. But the thing is, we don't ask Him for forgiveness. We disobey Him on a daily basis, but we still don't ask Him for forgiveness. Think to yourself, your boss is, what has that boss done to you, done for you? He's given you a job. He's employed you. He gives you money on a monthly basis. He is the means. Your job is the means of you providing for your family, for you running your household. But what has Allah not given us? Allah mentions in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, and if you count the mercies of Allah, you will never be able to count the mercies of Allah. Allah has given us eyes. Allah has given us ears. Allah has given us hands. Allah has given us feet. Allah has given us a healthy heart. Allah has given us lungs that are working. Allah has given us healthy lungs. Allah has given us... You think to yourself, how much blessings Allah has given us. In this world, you make a mistake once, you make a mistake twice, you make a mistake three times, the person is not willing to forgive you. But Allah is so merciful. No matter how much mistakes you make, no matter how much sins you do, no matter how much sins you perform on a daily basis, you ask Allah for forgiveness from the bottom of your heart. You repent truly in the court of Allah, then Allah will forgive you, inshallah. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that one sahabi, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is tawbah? What is repentance? What is tawbah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that it means that a person feels ashamed of the sin that he has committed. He then seeks forgiveness from Allah and then he never returns to that sin, such as milk does not return to its udders. Sayyidina Ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, by making tawbah, by making repentance, all your sins are forgiven, inshallah. Think to yourself, subhanallah. If we repent in the court of Allah, Allah will forgive all our sins, inshallah. And you know this example of the milk returning back to the udders. As you know, today once milk comes out from the udders, it does not return back. You can't put the milk back in. The milk, there is no way that the milk can go back into the udders. Same way, if we repent in the court of Allah, inshallah azza wa jal, Allah will forgive all our sins. And my dear respected Islamic brothers, remember, there are three pillars of repentance. And Amir Ahl Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Alama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Aliyah, he has written a beautiful booklet, The Cure for Sins. And in this booklet, he has told us, he has informed us of the three pillars of repentance. What are the three pillars of repentance? Number one is that you must admit your sin in the court of Allah. Meaning whatever sin you've committed. For example, you've missed your namaz, you've looked at haram, you've heard haram, you've touched haram, you went towards haram. The first pillar of repentance is you must admit your sin in the court of Allah. Number two is that you must feel ashamed of your sin. Now if you have got no remorse, how can you ask for sorry? How can you ask for forgiveness if you have no remorse? So the first pillar of repentance is that you must admit your sin. The second one is that you must feel ashamed. And number three, you must have a pure intention to abandon that sin. The promise Allah never to perform that crime again, never to perform that sin again. If you act upon these three pillars of repentance, inshallah azza wa jal, your sins will be forgiven, inshallah. Now, dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we have just heard the three pillars of repentance. That you admit your crime in the court of Allah, you admit your sin in the court of Allah. Number two, you have remorse in your heart. And number three, you promise Allah never to perform that sin again. Inshallah, Allah will forgive all your sins. But my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, I would like to compare these three pillars of repentance to this world. Now, for example, you go to the police station. You tell the police officer, I've committed so-and-so crime. I've committed so-and-so crime on so-and-so day. You tell me, what is the police officer going to do now? Because you've admitted your crime, he's going to arrest you now. Now you're standing in front of the police officer. You have remorse in your heart. He knows that you are shameful for what you've done. Is he going to have any mercy upon you? No. Why? Because you've done the crime. Now the next part of the legal action is going to start. Then you're in court. You promise the judge that, listen, I've performed this crime, I've committed this crime, but I promise I will never perform this crime again. Is the judge going to show any remorse to you? No. Why? Because you've done the crime, you'll have to do the time. It's simple as that. Let me compare this world's legal to the court of Allah. Dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, in this world, you admit your crime, you admit your sin, you are arrested by the police. In this world, how much remorse you show, it does not affect the police officer or it does not affect the judge. In this world, you promise the judge never to perform that crime again. The judge will show no remorse to you. But let me compare this to the court of Allah. In the court of Allah, you admit your crime. You feel remorse, you feel shameful for the action that you have committed. And then you promise Allah never to perform that crime again. Never to perform that sin again. This world, you are punished. But in the court of Allah, you act upon these three pillars and your repentance is accepted. SubhanAllah. Look at the court of Allah. Look how merciful our Allah is. The Madiyah Islami says, Allah will forgive all your sins. Once it's mentioned that when Iblis, he said to Allah, the Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I swear an oath on your honor. I will continue to incite your bondsmen as long as their souls are in the body. Allah Azza wa Jal, he replied, that by my honor and glory, I will continue to forgive my people as long as they beg me for forgiveness. Think to yourself, when's the last time that we repented in the court of Allah? When's the last time that we asked Allah for forgiveness? Unfortunately today we ask the people, please forgive me, I won't do this again, I won't do that again, I'm so sorry for doing this, I'm so sorry for my mistake. But in the court of Allah, Allah who's given us eyes, Allah who's given us ears, Allah who's given us everything, when's the last time that you've asked Allah for forgiveness? These eyes, they have been given to us. Why? To look at good things. Allah has given us these eyes. What do we use these eyes for? To look at haram. But look how merciful our Allah is. He does not take our eyes away from us. Ears have been given. Why? To listen to halal, to listen to good things. But Allah is so merciful. Even though we commit sins from these ears, with these ears, Allah does not take our ears away from us. And the list goes on. There might be someone watching at this moment in time, and you know this question arises. Listen, brother, I've committed so much sins in my life. Brother, I've been disobeying Allah all my life. I've not even read one of my namaz in the last 10-15 years. I haven't been to the masjid. I've gone to various nightclubs, pubs, shisha lounges. But I can't remember the last time that I went to the masjid. Is Allah going to forgive me? Can Allah forgive me? Let me mention to you a beautiful narration. A beautiful narration. There was one individual. And he was such a criminal that he had murdered over 99 people. He had murdered 99 people. Now he had some remorse in his heart that, look, I've murdered 99 people. He approached a monk and he said to him, that I've murdered 99 people, is my repentance going to be accepted in the court of Allah? That monk said to him, now listen, you murdered 99 people. Your repentance will never be accepted. It's mentioned that this murderer, he murdered that monk as well. Meaning he completed his century. He killed the 100th person. So then he went to one individual, a pious person of Allah, and he said to him, listen, I've committed 100 murders. Will Allah Azza wa Jalla, will he forgive me? That pious person of Allah, he said, yes. Allah is the most merciful. No matter you've committed 100 murders, if you ask Allah for repentance, if you ask Allah for forgiveness, inshallah, Allah will forgive all of your sins. He goes, how can I do this? The person said to him, nearby is so-and-so mountain. The pious people of Allah stay there. Go towards that mountain. Spend your time with them and ask forgiveness in the court of Allah. So it's mentioned that this individual who had murdered over 100 people, he made his way, he started to make his way towards the mountain. Now what happened? On the way, his soul left his body. He passed away. Before he reached that mountain, his soul left his body. Now what happened? The angels of mercy, they came. And the angels of punishment, they came. And they had a disagreement. The angels of mercy said, listen, this person was going towards the repentance of Allah, so we're going to take him to Jannah. The angels of punishment said that, look, he's murdered over 100 people. This individual has killed 100 people. This person has disobeyed Allah. He had not repented yet. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, the measure the land. If this person was more closer to the mountain, then the angels of mercy can take him to Jannah. But if this person, he was close to the place that he set off towards the mountain, then the angels of punishment can take him. Now what happened? Even though he was closer to the place that he set off, and he was far away from that mountain, in other words, but Allah Azza wa Jalla, he was so merciful. He accepted his repentance, and he extended the land. Meaning, in other words, Allah Azza wa Jalla made this individual closer to the mountain, even though he was closer to the place that he set off. So the angels of mercy took him and they entered him into paradise. SubhanAllah. What do we learn from this? You might be thinking, can Allah forgive me? Yes, if we ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah will forgive us, inshallah. But from the bottom of the heart, we must ask Allah for forgiveness. And there's a few ways I want to mention of how we can remain steadfast in our tawbah. You know, today we make tawbah in the court of Allah, we ask for forgiveness, but we don't have istiqamah on this. We don't remain steadfast on this. First point, most important point. If you commit crimes, if you commit sins, and you think that I want to become a better person, but I will remain with my company that initially took me to these places, then you won't succeed. If you want to change, if you want to repent and you want to have istiqamah in your repentance, if you want to remain steadfast in your repentance, then you must adopt good company. You must spend time with the lovers of the Prophet ﷺ. If you do, I gave an example a few episodes before about good company or bad company. I gave an example, there's five friends. Four of them read the namaz, one doesn't. When these four go to read the namaz in the masjid, what do you think this one's going to do? He's going to go to the masjid as well. This shows you that if you have good company today, no matter how sinful you were, inshallah, by the blessings of that good company, inshallah, this will change your life, inshallah. The second thing is do dua in the court of Allah. Ya Allah, I want to become a better person, make me a better person. And alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat Islami, we have the Madni Inamat. That every day, did you read Salatul Tawbah? Meaning, did you pray the two nafal of Salatul Tawbah and ask Allah for forgiveness? If we act upon this Madni Inamat, inshallah, we will continue to repent on a daily basis, inshallah. Whenever you perform a sin, immediately repent in the court of Allah. And if possible, when you repent in the court of Allah, try to do a good deed, because that good deed, inshallah, will get rid of that sin, inshallah. And I mentioned good company. Alhamdulillah, in this day and age, Dawat-e-Islami, Madni Channel, Dawat-e-Islami is that organization that has changed the lives of millions of people all over the world. You will find various drug dealers, drug addicts, alcoholics, those that used to disrespect their parents, those that used to listen to music, those that used to watch haram, those that used to watch films and dramas, those that the people they were even scared of. Alhamdulillah, they entered into the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. They affiliated themselves with the organization of Dawat-e-Islami. It changed their life completely. So it's a humble request. Please attend your weekly gatherings of Dawat-e-Islami. Find out where your local gatherings take place, inshallah. You will attend, you will be in good company, you will be in the company of the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by the blessings of Allah, by the mercy of Allah, this will change your life. There was one individual from Karachi in Pakistan. It's mentioned about him. Then he goes, I didn't even used to read my namaz. I didn't even used to read my Jummah namaz. I used to watch haram. I used to watch films and dramas on the TV. I used to listen to music. I used to listen to haram. He says that one day, I was going through the channels and I clicked onto Madani channel. He mentions that when I watched Madani channel changed my life. They were making dua in the court of Allah. They were crying. I could see that the brothers were crying in the court of Allah. Tears also came down my eyes. Tears also rolled down my eyes as well. And he mentioned that after that day, I have not gone towards films and dramas. I have not gone towards haram after years by listening to haram. And alhamdulillah, I've attached myself to the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. This organization will change your life. My humble request to you, try to watch only Madani channel in your home. Inshallah, this will bring a revolution in your life. You will learn so much by just watching the TV, by watching Madani channel, inshallah, azawajal. So humble request again, please attend your weekly ishtimat of Dawat-e-Islami, your weekly gathering. Inshallah, you will see blessings in this world and blessings in the hereafter. Today we have heard about tawbah. May Allah azawajal give us istiqamah in our tawbah, in our repentance, inshallah, azawajal. And may Allah Azawajal allow us to leave this world whilst repenting in the court of Allah Azawajal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.